morning, we lift them up, Lord, before you, God. Father, we thank you. Yes, a new week. We can see ourselves in no other place but in your presence, Lord. Father, we can look back and look at what you've done for us the week that has passed. Oh, the blessings, your protection, your mercies, above all, your loving kindness, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, we have no words, Lord, to express our gratitude. But you know, deep down in our hearts, Lord, we appreciate you, Lord. So, Father, we thank you for this grace that you've given us this morning. Many mercies from far and near gathered us together to sit at your feet, O Lord. Father, we want to begin today's service, Lord, with the Sunday schools, the children and the adults here. And Lord, we know who is right here, the Holy Spirit, the author of the word. Oh Lord, we hand over everything to the Holy Spirit now to lead us, O God, to prepare us for the word that, Lord, you have for us this day. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Lose us in my As we stand in, let's turn to the reading. We are on the church ages. We are still on the introduction. And you all remember we are on the Patmos vision. So let's read Revelation 1:9. Revelation 1:9 said, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we've read your word. As we sit at your feet, Lord, yes, the teacher, please come teach us in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yes, we have been on the Patmos vision. Under the Patmos vision, there has been a number of sub-subjects. Amen. There have been a number of sub-subjects, and we will continue with them. And already we have heard why John was on this island of Patmos. You know, God choosing a place. It's not like we men are choosing. Always there is a purpose. God needed someone to be somewhere where he will not be what? Disturbed, because it's something that it's life that he wants to give unto John, unto his seven churches, or unto the bride. Amen. So, today, we are still on the Patmos. The topics will come by itself as we go along the sub-subjects. Amen. So, is it Dr. On? Yeah, so just to remind ourselves what we have already gone through, we see where the seven churches in Asia Minor, and then we see that small island, Patmos, where God showed that vision. And then we try to find out why God chose that place. And we could see that this is the Middle East. And if you look closely, you see that there's a place I've marked the orange, that's Asia Minor or Turkey, present Turkey. And then there's a small place. You could see that it's just a very small place. Amen. But later we looked at it on the bigger map, and we could see that it was, or even it is now, almost the center of the whole world, where this message or this vision was shown to John to give him the word of God and the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, revealing himself who he is to the church. Amen. So John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. John was, the prophet said, John was not talking about being in his own spirit. He said that would not have what brought these visions. It had to be the Spirit of God. So if it had to be the Spirit of God, then it has to be the same Spirit of God with us. Amen. Or all our efforts are in vain. Paul said, I will pray in the Spirit. I will sing in the Spirit. I will what? Live in the Spirit. Amen. So the subsubject, for instance, is that the Spirit of the Lord's Day or the Lord's Day. So now, he said again, he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and surely as John needed to be in the Spirit to receive these tremendous revelations fresh from Jesus, we need to be in the Spirit to understand. He had to be in the Spirit to receive, and we had to be in that same Spirit to understand the revelation that God has given to us to live by, you see, in his word. For it is the same Spirit. And the prophet said, if there is anything God, anything good that will come to me, it has to be revealed by the Spirit. Praise the Lord. If a man's revelation will not do. But today we see man's own revelation by way of what? Teaching the Bible. But it has to be what? It has to be from the Spirit. Amen. It has to be revealed by the Spirit. Confirmed by the Word. And made manifest by the results that it bears. I think the bearing kind. Made manifest by the results that it bears. So what the prophet is trying to say here is that if you have received by the Spirit and you have understood by the Spirit, praise the Lord, there must be a manifestation. Praise the Lord. Because he said, the word of God made manifest, it separates what? Light from darkness. And so, the manifestation is what? To see the light in your life. That means you have received something by the Spirit and have understood it by the Spirit, and the manifestation also is being shown to prove it. Praise the Lord. So our lives prove that we have what? Received the word by the Spirit and we have understood it by the Spirit. The fruits that we bear. Amen. So talking about the Lord's Day. The Lord's Day. It said some fine folks that call the Lord's Day the Sabbath day, which to them is Saturday. So the Lord's Day, said some fine folks, they consider it as what? A Sabbath day. And that's Saturday. So that's the day they go to church. The reason why they go to church is what? Is Sabbath. Then there are others who call the Lord's Day Sunday, like we are here today, my brother. Amen. But we don't call it the Lord's Day, my brother, no. The Lord's Day is different. We are coming on that. You see, the first day of the week, But how could it be either of these days, or even the two put together? For John was in the spirit receiving those visions for a period of 2 years. So how can you just take one day to be what? The Lord's day. John says, I was in the Lord's day. He was taken to another realm. Amen. He was in another realm. Not on, see, not something on earth here. And so the Sabbath, as we know it from the New Testament, is not to keep the first day of the week, which is Sunday. It's not what? A special day that you had to what? You had to what? You had to keep. Amen. We have no command whatsoever to keep Saturday for a Sabbath, nor do we have any commandment to keep the first day of the week, which is Sunday, as what? As the Lord's day. No. We've not even been asked to keep those days. But here is the truth. Sabbath is what? Rest. Sabbath is rest. For if Jesus, as Hebrews chapter 4, yeah. Reading from, I want you to turn to verse 8 to 10. It said, for if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterwards have spoken of another day? If he had given them the rest, see, like maybe in the wilderness, he has given them that rest he's talking about. Because Sabbath is what? Rest. And if he had really given them that rest already, then there wouldn't have been another time where John would say that I was in the Lord's day. Amen. He said, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he hath also ceased from his own works, as God did from his. God, after 6 days, he rested from all the works that he was doing. So if we have received the Sabbath also, we go, the rest is what? We cease from our own works. What are our own works? Our own works of flesh. You know the works, the fruits of the flesh. The works of the flesh. Amen. We have ceased from them. That means you are in a Sabbath. You are in a rest. Because you are not doing the works of the world. Amen. Again, let's come back. He said, I was in the spirit in the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. So the sub-subject here is that the voice of the trumpet, of a trumpet. John was in the spirit, and when he saw, John was in the spirit, and when he was, he saw the great wonderful day. You see it? The great wonderful day that is what? To come. And all his holy power. The future. Amen. And was about, see, the future was about to unfold, for God was about to teach him. John did not say it was what? A trumpet. But what? It was like a trumpet. Amen. So he said, now, when a trumpet is blown, it has an urgency. The voice was like a trumpet. It sounded like a trumpet. And he said, a trumpet, when it's blown, it has an urgency about it. It is like what? The herald. the king's messenger, you see, coming to the people. He blows a trumpet. It is an urgent what? Call. That means there's a what? Something to be told. Something special. So the trumpet, the messenger blows the trumpet to draw the attention of the people and to call them to come and listen. So the people, see, urgent call, the people gather to listen. Israel was always assembled by what? The sounding of a trumpet. If something important is at hand. Amen. Listen to it. So we are going to listen to it. Amen. So this voice had the same urgency of appeal as did the trumpet, clear and strong. When the trumpet blows, it's very clear and what? Very strong. And it could be really startling and awakening. Amen. Because all of a sudden, you hear, boom, you get startled. And so even if you are asleep, you are awakened. So if the word is like a trumpet, oh, my brother, if you are asleep, you got to be what? Awakened. It can awaken you unless you just refuse to what? To get yourself awakened. Amen. It's meant for that. It's clear, strong, startling, and awakening. Oh, that we might hear the voice of God as trumpet this day. Amen. Let us hear the word of God as a trumpet in this our day that we are living in. It has a message. Amen. For it is the gospel trumpet sounding forth the word of what? Prophecy. To make us aware of and prepare for what is coming upon the earth. Amen. So, my brother, we have what? The gospel trumpet blowing, the message of the hour is to do what? To make us aware and to prepare us that something is coming upon this earth. To make us ready. What's the major thing that is coming? Yeah, we are waiting for. The rapture. Amen. Something is coming. And the gospel trumpet is preparing us, making us what? Ready. It carries a message. So I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it to the what? The seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna and unto Pergamos and unto Thyatira and to Sardis and unto Philadelphia and unto Laodicea. Amen. We are getting closer to our studies now. The message to the seven churches. Praise the Lord. That's the subtopic is what? The command to write. The command to write. And as I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. Amen. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed in a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. Watch the golden girdle where it is now. Where, when John saw in the Lord's day, he saw it on the Lord's day. Look at where it is. Praise the Lord. Now, look at where the same golden girdle is here. It's where? Around the waist. Amen. The all had a revelation. Signifies something. Why is the golden girdle around the waist? He is in service. He's serving his people. He's a teacher. He's a priest. Amen. Let's look at here again. The golden girdle around the paps. Now here, the golden girdle is around the waist. And he is on even his knees, serving his disciples. John said, so the subject here is no longer a priest. When he saw Jesus with the paps, the golden girdles around the paps, he was no longer a priest. Okay, let's read. There he stands, one like unto the Son of Man, as the jewels is beautified by the mountain of the rings. Amen. Oh, sometimes we can do window shopping. You pass through a jewelry shop, you see how they've mounted what? Those rings, diamonds shining, amen. Oh, praise the Lord. You see, that was how he looked. So bright. Amen. So he is glorified in the midst of the churches. It is the Lord's day. And John sees him standing, not as a priest, but as what? The coming judge. Amen. The golden girdles had moved position from the waist now to the paps. On the waist, he was what? A priest. But whilst it goes here, it's what? Judgment. Amen. My brother, my sister, let's take notice of this. Does this statement ring some bells? Or does it bring home something that should actually, for us to be mindful and maybe increase our pace if we are walking slowly? Amen. Because right now, this morning, he's still on the job. The golden girdle is about the waist. Amen. But one of these days, we don't know when it's going to be moved to another position. But as long as now he's the priest with the golden girdles around the waist, my brother, he's the same priest, even this morning, that has been wounded for our transgressions. He's the same priest this morning that has been bruised for our iniquities. He's the same priest this morning that the chastisement of our peace is upon him. He's the same priest this morning whose by his stripes we are healed. My brother, my sister, we don't know when the golden girdle will move position. So at this hour that we are in, this very minute, this very second, let's take advantage of he being the priest. Amen. The high priest over his church this morning. Amen. So that we would draw, let's draw near unto him with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Amen. Again, having our what? Our hearts sprinkled from any form of what? Evil conscience. Amen. And our bodies washed with what? Pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Amen. This our time for us. If we are asleep, we got to what? Get awake. If we have awakened, as I always give this narration, if you are awakened, please sit down. Don't be lying there. And if you are sitting, if your position is sitting, stand up. And if you are standing, begin to walk. And if you are in the position where you are walking, start running. Amen. And if you are running, finally, fly. Praise the Lord. Do it, because the golden girdle can change position at any time. But now, he's still in service. He's still on the job. He's still a priest serving us. But that same him, on the Lord's day, he's going to be a judge. But praise be to God, that day we will be with him, judging the whole world. How many believe that? Oh, praise the Lord. Let's bow down our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, yes, this morning, you are the high priest, Lord, over your church, O God. And we've come to you as your subject, your children, O God. Lord, yes, if there is anything that, Lord, will stand between you and us, Lord, this morning, we ask for forgiveness, Lord. We pray thee that, O Lord Jesus, we will find, oh, grace in your presence. That, Lord, your word that you have for us this day, O God, even as your servant waits on you. You know us individually, our heart desires, our needs, oh, both spiritual and physical, Lord. Father, let us hear a word of God. Oh, from you through the mouth of your servant, Lord, this morning, that will bring a change somewhere. Lord, once again, as you are the priest over your church this morning, we want to praise you. We want to glorify your name. We want to worship you, Lord. So, Lord, we want to commit these musicians, the song leader, into your hands. The Lord, lead us and prepare the grounds. Oh, what an atmosphere for your word this morning. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you.